up to Shir HaShirim Perek Zayin Posuk Yud. V'chikech keyein hatoiv v'lech ledoidi lemeishoyim deivev sif seyishin. V'chikech keyein hatoiv, I guess the chik is where the speech comes from. So, your speech should be like good wine. Keyein hatoiv. V'lech ledoidi lemeishoyim. It flows for my beloved in straight. Straight, I guess, means honest, sincere, something like that. David sifsi yishenim, causing the lips of sleeping people to speak. Okay? David sifsei says David vayispakeber. David is speaking of sifsei yishenim, those that sleep. So let's see what Rashi says. Be careful with your answers. They should be like the best wine. I guess what is the best wine? I guess the best wine is strong. Is what the best wine?
What's the context of this pasuk in the storyline?
What did we have last time?
Even your woman, but in front of
her
sister, who doesn't cover her hair.
This was the Umay's praising Klal Yisrael. No, the Hashem is speaking. No, Hashem is speaking to them. It says, "You know, Shodayich va'ato, make hamit ha'amtsi es dvoray." Make my words true. Shouldn't be enticed after the umays. Shall have the strength to be able to answer those that would dissuade you. And the younger ones, the smaller ones, will learn from you. So I guess it's Hashem talking to Klal Yisrael. And he's already saying she can have. When you're going to be answering the Umos HaOlam, and you'll be teaching your people how to answer the Umos HaOlam, so it should be Keyein HaToiv. He says here it should be clear and potent. I don't know how he knows what Keyein HaToiv is.
Is this endorsing Arachim movement type of thing, or like being able to answer?
Yeah, sure. Dam Allah Hoshiv and the way you say it, Keyein HaToiv.
But isn't there a concept that if a person doesn't have a doubt, he shouldn't,
Good, so this is talking to people that the goyim are trying to be mefata, you see, have to answer.
So a person always has to have somewhere
the ability
to answer.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I'm careful to answer them, that I will remain strong in my emunah. My speech will go in front of my beloved, that's Hashem, la'avas mishur, with sincere, I guess, straight love, shehu min halev, that comes from the heart, v'loy birimiyah v'akeva, and not with deceit and fake, you know, going like in crookedness. Okay.
And that's the speech that
he has to. Yeah. In other words, why is it not going to show this? Here, I need to hoshiv lahem, she'emu b'menosi she'chiki heilich usle, that my speech will go before my doidi la'avas mishor with.
Even your wife.
This is in the context of responding to guys.
Responding to them. Yeah. So I answer them that I'm going to stay firm in my emunah. But what if this? That my speech will go lifnei doidi with la'avas mishor min halev. In other words, you're not going to get me to try to fake out my master. I'm loyal to him, and my speech will be. Wait a second. Yeah.
I thought this is all responding to goyim when they start asking you questions. So of course, what's the yitzhar to not go be amuna?
No, because they try to talk you away.
So it says sheyachicha olach l'nei la'avas mishra. That's all you need.
In other words, they're gonna. sounds like part of what they're trying to do is to get me to try to cheat on my God. I'm not trying to fool him. Maybe like how the Moshel is in Kufa there by the end before the Churban, they were the women trying to eradicate the Avodah Zorah. So they used to make the Avodah Zorah on the two sides of the door and open up the door. So when they came in to check to see if there was Avodah Zorah there, so there was they didn't see it. Not only are we not going to give in to you, not only are we not going to leave, we're not going to try to fool them either. We're not going to fake it. You know, we'll go with you, and then we'll fake it with him. You know, and it seems not because he sees through that, but something else, because we speak from love. It says, because of my love for him, which comes from the heart.
But that was Mishur.
Mishur means straight. So sincere, straight.
That sounds like the love of being straight.
No. La'avas Mishur. You know, it means a love of straightness. A love. It's sincere. It's love. It's a straight love. It's not that I'm going to show it. It's not that I'm going to show it. There is such a thing. It says, the people of Yisrael of Kibbuni, the Libam Rochak Meveni. With their mouths, they keep doing, and in their hearts, our hearts are with him. And it's not just because we can't fool him; it's because we love him. We're full of love for Hashem. The labor of me, I keep. We're not going to do. Should David sift the yeshanim like good wine, which makes the lips of the sleeping speak? What does that mean? That's what it means. It says when people get drunk. I mean, I guess if you get drunk, you're talking to sleep. I guess that's... If I did, I wouldn't know if I'm talking to my sleep. But anyway, if you get drunk, you're talking to sleep. And they say, Avoisai ba'kever yismukhubi, v'yoidu al-chelko. My ovos in the kever will rejoice in me, and they'll thank Hashem for their chelek, that they have such children like me. So what is that going to do? Chikech David v'chikech yirat tov v'hoil chedoy de meishorim. David sifsi yishay. In other words, my love is so afa v'yisab akev yismuchu bi. V'yoydu al chelkom. They're going to give thanks that they have such wonderful children. Let's see, what? Dov lets it. Doiviv is marfish. Doiviv makes it cause. Doiviv means movement, right? So the soil lashon chibur, lashon dibur. Chayim hu atshuva ani ledoidi vegam hu b'shteke kli.
All this is in the context of responding to Goyim.
I am his, and he longs for me. Gam hu b'shteke kli. He craves for me. Where do you say humish take it be? Until now he said Ani Ladoidi. That I understand. He said, listen, I'm so loyal to him that it's Kayen Hatoiv, and I'm going to be strong in my emuna, and I'm going to go with Avas Mishor Min Halev. I'm not going to try to fake him out. I love him from the heart. And then Kayen Hatoiv, David seems to shame him that it's going to be so sincere that even the obvious in the kever, they're going to be rejoicing that they have such children. Yeah, that's I guess that I'm following in their ways, and they rejoice in the kever.
So they're convincing the guy that we're going to be straight.
So my straightness is such that it comes from the love of Hashem, and there's nothing I would do, and it's so pure that it's going to cause the obvious to rejoice in the kever. Because they have such children.
What kind of question would we get that kind of an answer?
What?
What kind of question would get that kind of an answer?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. One thing I think I see from here is something else. Is then he says, "Kafi atshuva." This I don't say. I need the doy. Gam hu mishtoke kli. Maybe that's the next possibility to say. That's Hashem talking to Klal Yisrael. Okay, that could be. You know what I mean? That could be. Doydi mishtoke kli. But anyway, it says like this. My relationship with Hashem. Here you goyim are standing there, you're trying to dissuade me from Hashem. And I'm telling you that my love is kechike keyena toiv. Keyena toiv, Hashem says, no, that's just be careful with your tshuva. I'm careful to answer them. I will stand firm in my emuna. And my speaking will go before Hashem with Avas Misho, sincere love, min alev, and I'm not going to try to trick and things like that with him. And so much so is my love of Hashem sincere that the others will rejoice in the kevel. So I guess, so what's the problem? So first of all, does that do anything for me? When I say that, does that do anything for me?
Well, it's coming straight from. It says coming straight from the lady. And he said the answer has to come. Meaning, my speech is coming in front of my beloved as you know, for a love of straightness. Meaning,
so why
he's telling them from a sincere part of him. So he's not just saying that, telling them as an answer. He has to feel that answer also. I was thinking that the best.
Why do I have to be so Zoya to answer that? Why do I have to be so careful in answering? Zahira ani lo hoshiv lahem she'emo be'munosi.
He needs to answer in order to maintain his emuna.
Oh, so that's the case. Listen to this. If that's the case, in order to maintain the emuna, what I have to do is, number one, I have to say that I speak out to them. I tell my, in other words, they're trying to dissuade me. The goyim are trying to dissuade me from my connection to Hashem. So I have to tell them, listen, guys, I want you to know very clear, you hear? I'm going to stand firm in my emuna, yeah? And my love of Hashem is straight. It's sincere. I'm not going to do any tricks. And it comes from the lev. And not only that, it's so great that the obis in their graves are rejoicing that they have such children. So it seems that that's also a prayer. You're right about that, which I think you know. It's also a prayer for us. In other words, what strengthens me? The goyim are attacking. The goyim want to dissuade me. I should go join their religion. You know, and they make it very enticing. They offer us stuff. They say, "I'll kill you if you don't." They make it very enticing. So there's a lot of motivation to do it. So I say, you know, don't bother. So it says that Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, be careful. Say it very clear to them. Zihiro ani lo hoshiv lahem. Klal Yisrael says themselves. I guess they assume they have to do it. She'emud be'munosi. She'heichiki hoirech lifnei doidil avas misho. My love is shehun alev. And loy b'ramiyav akim. I'm not trying to fake him out. I'm sincerely in love with Hashem, and that will remain. Ad kedei kach. That the ovos in their kever will rejoice. It seems that a person needs that. A person needs to know I love Hashem. I have this relationship with Hashem, but there's infinite levels of deepening relationship. Maybe that's the pshat in Rashi we just learned. It says Hashem vayetar vayetar vayoseh loy Hashem. It says that Hashem listened to the tefillah of Yitzchok and not Rivka. So Rashi says, "Ain't no game tzadik ben tzadik, ben tzadik ben rosha." If I care, the Belt asks, "Tzadik ben rosha is even greater." It's about tshuva, and they grew, and they came from a bad environment, and they grew on their own, and should be even considered greater. So, tzadik ben tzadik is easier. So maybe that's the pshat. The tzadik ben tzadik is a different level of connection to Hashem. If tefillah is a tefillah of Hashem, then it's a different thing. We say in Tzilim also say, "Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho, ani avdecho ben amosecho, b'tachlo loisiva." What's the difference if it's Abba Kadmon? It's because it's a different type of an avdus. There, David HaMelech is thanking Hashem because since he was appreciated his avdus, that's why Hashem was bitachta l'moseiroi. That's why he released him. So it's a different kind of an avdus. It's a different kind of an avdus. Ani avdach ben l'moseiroi. It's not just me. It goes back. Same thing here. My avos are proud of me too. I have that. And I'm following in their way, that gives it another link of strength. In other words, the where I come from is very important. The strength that I bring to the table is very important. I bring the strength of my own conviction, even though it's the strength of coming there on my own without that background, which is in a sense stronger. It doesn't have that same.
It's chusavas, you're saying?
Yeah, it's not just chusavas, but the connection. My ovis are proud of me. My ovis are proud. My ovis are speaking, are rejoicing in the kever. Imagine that. Avraham Avinu is rejoicing in the kever that I remain firm in my amunah. That's going to make a difference to me.
But why wouldn't he rejoice more when the guy whose father was a Russia?
Because this is something else. No, he might rejoice more. But I, if my father was a tzaddik, then I feel more of a connection. So in other words, the Klal Yisrael, when they're trying to withstand the pitui, the enticement of the goyim to drift and take them away from Hashem, the Klal Yisrael has to look at the situation. They say, you know, look, we love Hashem, and we're not fooling around with it. That relationship is real. It comes from the heart. V'lei Ramiyo v'akivo v'akevo, we're not going to go do it and, you know, try to trick him. And not only that, who David Sifse Yeshayim, these things that we say are causing the Ovis in the Kever to rejoice that they have such children. And that, by so you're saying a good svara, it makes a difference to the Goyim. What's he saying for the benefit of the Goyim? Saying for the benefit of himself. What gives Klal Yisrael strength is not only the fact that they're doing what's right and that they have that relationship with Hashem, but that relationship with Hashem goes back to the Ovis. And the Ovis are now rejoicing with me that I'm remaining in their derech and that they're proud of having me. That pride is going to make a difference also. And it's true, the mindset. When people know, you tell somebody, say, oh, your parents are going to be proud of you. There's a certain motivation. What? They're there. It's 10 o'clock already.
Nobody,
your parents are going to be proud of you. It has a, you know, your
nobody wants to upset their parents. No,
yeah, it's true. Your parents, your grandparents will be proud. It makes a difference. There's something, that relationship, I'm actually going to talk about that later today with the Shmuz, that relationship makes a big difference. Okay, I'm sorry, but I wanted to do my after. The goal next week, we must finish. Okay? Next week, we can start at 9:30 promptly. And then we can finish this Yud-Days. Whereas it, you would give them three psukim, I think we can get it done. All right?
After Shir HaShirim,
I think we should start Shir HaShirim again.